Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode 95. As always, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch. We've had a busy couple of weeks travelling to Scotland doing some Braille events. And, actually, the topic of today's podcast is more Braille and, of course, more tech. We're talking technology events taking place in Northern Ireland a little bit later this month. RNIB's Jackie Brown is going to be with me in just a moment to tell us all about what's going on in Lisburn. And if you want to know more, stay right where you are. Now, it's going to be a busy time in Northern Ireland later this month, and if you're interested in technology and specifically Braille, and we'll talk about Braille as well in just a moment, then you definitely want to get yourself to Lisburn on the 25th and 26th of February, because there's two great events coming up. And with us to tell us all about it is our good friend Jackie Brown from RNIB, who is a Digital Skills and Engagement Officer. Jackie, it's lovely to have you on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Stuart. Hi, everybody.
Listen, you're going to be very busy later in the month. As we record, it's early February. As this podcast goes to press, it's early February. What's going on in Lisburn?
Well, it so happens that the two events are going to be sort of 2 days, 25th and 26th of February. First of all, we have the Braille 200 event. Now, the Braille 200 is obviously in recognition of Louis Braille and that wonderful invention that he came up with. And we are having a sort of a tour. RNIB is going around the country to different libraries, and it's Northern Ireland's turn on the 25th. So we're having an event at Lisburn City Library, and anybody can go along there between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of Feb. And you will find lots of stuff about Braille there, obviously. There's going to be some sort of older Braille heritage stuff, and there's going to be some lovely primary school children coming in to, you know, get a feel of what Braille is and, you know, have a chat to them. And of course, there's going to be a few exhibitors. I believe you are one of those, Stuart.
We are indeed. I'm really looking forward to this one. I was at the Glasgow one last week, Jackie, and it was lovely to be in a room just kind of immersed with other people who were talking about Braille. Do you have speakers coming along that day? Because the Glasgow one had a couple of people presenting different things.
Yeah, well, we are going to be presenting. I've been asked to do a talk about all the things you can do with Braille, which covers quite a lot, from very basic labelling or identification, markings on products, whatever, medication, things like that, right through to, you know, Braille displays and the more expensive technology, and how Braille has evolved over certainly my lifetime from humping a Perkins Brailler around school with loads of books that were in the school library through to being able to use Braille displays with your phone, you know, having loads of books on the Braille display so you don't have to carry so much stuff around. So it's going to be hopefully a very interactive day with several people popping in and out, and we have a couple of guests as well. So, and we've also asked the Mayor of Lisburn. Now, whether the Mayor of Lisburn will come, we'll just have to wait and see. But okay, we have asked the question.
Okay, well, that's all you can do. So 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Do people need to book to attend that, or can they just arrive in?
No, they can just arrive. We have got a couple of volunteers going to be manning the door just to keep an eye on anybody coming into the library, and the volunteers will take you upstairs to where it's all going to be happening, and you will be able to get some refreshments as well while you're there. And hopefully it'll be a really good day. And, you know, we've got library staff there as well. So if you are interested in joining a local library, and there is, you know, stuff for shared books and things like that for children with parents to share, Braille and print books, so there'll be all sorts of stuff on show there.
Okay, so well, definitely looking forward to that and meeting loads of people at Lisburn City Library on the 25th of February. It's a Tuesday. Now the day after, Jackie, you're not getting any break because you're straight into your big event. This is the tech fair that RNIB and you guys ran it last year, hugely successful in Belfast. I heard you, Jackie, on another podcast. It might have been with Dave Williams at RNIB, our friend Dave, you were telling him that I think you had a dream, like this was your dream, was to bring a technology fair like this to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. When I came here nearly 15 years ago, I always felt from the word go, there was nothing here that resembled like a site village or anything. It might have been, you know, just the odd company coming up or coming across from England to have a sort of a day event, but there was nothing substantial. And when I joined RNIB in October 22, I said to my line manager, it was my dream to have or to at least try to organize a big exhibition that, you know, other people could join and get all the suppliers to come to. And he said, fill your boots. And it happened. So
this is round two. I mean, last year was absolutely, I know it was packed. And I know, funny, Jackie, I was talking to some of my own colleagues, because I wasn't there on the day, but some of my own colleagues, but also talking to people who had come up from, like, from the south. So we had people, I know a couple of colleagues from Irish Guide Dogs came up and were hugely impressed with just the vast array of not just tech companies, but services that you had available.
Yeah, we've got, we're doing the same this year, but we've changed the venue because last year we were doing it on a shoestring budget. I don't think anybody, I think possibly I did, but I don't think really anybody else thought that it was going to be as big as it turned out to be. I've been to exhibitions for many years, and I know that if you can get people through the door, they will come. And I knew that it could be busy potentially, but a lot of my colleagues were like, well, we'll try it. So we worked on a kind of a shoestring budget. So we had the Europa Hotel, and we were all in one very big hall. There was a little bit sectioned off for the talks and anybody that wanted to go to what we call our tech up surgery, where you could bring in your portable devices and get help or advice. But it was all in the main area, and a lot of people found it was so busy all day that it was quite noisy. So we said this year we would have to move venue. So this year we're at the Lagan Island Centre in Lisbon, and it's just round the corner really from the library. So it's not that far away from the actual library that I'm going to be on Tuesday. So this year we're having a separate room for the talks, and there are going to be a list of talks. I'm going to be doing one on all the things you can do with Braille, but there's going to be somebody from the education service, the sensory service, talking about education and technology for younger people. And there's going to be you know, other talks and other services there. RNIB obviously has a major presence there, but there's going to be also the what I call the big players. So that's yourself, Stuart, Humanware, Vision Aid Technologies, Dolphin, all the big tech companies that you would expect to see at your run-of-the-mill exhibition.
It's nice, and it, you know, it's always nice to see that. I always say about exhibitions, it's the same when you go to Site Village. It's nice to meet people, but it's actually also lovely to meet our friends and colleagues from all the companies that you've just shouted
indeed.
Out there. It's really important because it's a small sector. So for the event on the 26th in Lisburn in the Lagan Valley Centre, do people need to register a book?
No, they don't. They can come along on the day. It opens at 11 a.m. and it finishes at 4:30 p.m. and people can just come in. They can bring somebody with them, or they can come on their own. There are buses. There are private buses we're putting on for people to get there who are maybe in more rural locations. But if you want to get on the bus and if you want to book a place on the bus, then you would have to contact RNIB, the Belfast office, for that. But if you just want to come along and see what's there and say hello, there is going to be, you know, food, lots of, you know, places to sit down with cafe and refreshments if people want to buy their lunch or something like that while they're there. That was a problem last year, that we were quite limited for space. So it was a bit difficult to, you know, you could, unless you went outside the hotel to get your lunch. But it's all going to be kind of in the vicinity this year. And there's going to be a tech surgery that I mentioned earlier. It's going to be manned by volunteers. I shall pop in as well and see how things are going. And if you've got a phone or a tablet or a computer, laptop, and you want some help or you want some advice about what to buy, just drop in, bring your device with you, and we will have volunteers on hand. If you want to attend any of the talks, then you can feel free. There will be announcements throughout the day on what time the talks start and everything. So you will get to hear all that. And you can just wander around and say hi to people and go and see what everybody's displaying.
So sometimes these are, they're very much a social event, aren't they, Jackie?
They are.
They're almost, sometimes they're more about people you meet than the technology.
That's what I like about them the most. I love meeting people and talking to people and networking. And it, as you say, Stuart, it is a very close knit kind of community. So it is great to meet everybody else and see what other suppliers have on their stands. And I just love it. I get lots of hugs and lots of, like, you know, welcomes. It's fantastic.
I suppose the other thing maybe worth mentioning, Jackie, sometimes people coming into an exhibition like this, they may not have been at something like this before. It can be very overwhelming walking into a, you know, big area with loads of people around. Will you have some sighted volunteers who'll be helping out?
Yeah, we've got sighted guides all lined up. We've got some medical students coming in, which would be really great from their perspective to learn about sighted guiding. They'll be briefed about, you know, how to guide people around. But yes, there are volunteers and some medical students coming in to help with that. And all RNIB staff in the Belfast office are being asked to attend wherever possible, so that they can give a hand as well to anybody looking for a particular stand, or they're trying to find a certain person, whatever. So there is going to be a lot of help on hand on the day. And if you come into the centre, there is going to be a main hub there, an RNIB hub, where you can ask for help and, you know, get a sighted guide and somebody to take you around.
Okay. Let's just remind people then of the two events that we've been chatting about for the last little while. So the 25th of February is Lisburn City Library, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
3 p.m., yeah.
And 26th then is round the corner, as you said, in the Lagan Valley Centre, is that right?
Is at Lagan Island.
Lagan Island Centre, 11 a.m. to 4:30. Jackie, just before you go, because this is your second year of doing this, and I presume you're doing it because you got great feedback. What did people say to you after last year's one?
Well, it was overwhelming. It was just completely unbelievable, the amount of feedback that we got from people that said, when are you going to have the next one? And because RNIB went through and is continuing to go through a major restructure, as are many of the big charities, guide dogs are the same, I wasn't sure whether this would be put on the back burner for this year, but no, because of popular demand, we've said that we wanted to put it on for everybody again. And I just hope it becomes a regular thing, because what's nice about this, Stuart, is that locally, you know, we have groups, local groups like Lisbon Outlook is a local group, and we have another local group who have their own technology group, and they'll be coming. And it's nice to have the blend of, you know, all the major suppliers coming from England and having local people coming as well. And I think that's really important with this. And that's in a way why, you know, we wanted to put it on again, because we just got such a lot of great feedback.
Okay, well, I suspect it's going to be another really busy one this year. We're looking forward to being at both sessions in the library and at the tech fair the day after. Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time to come on, but thank you too for all that you do. You've kind of transformed how technology and assistive technology and digital technology, I suppose, is being perceived in Northern Ireland. And I know it's something that's very close to your heart. So we appreciate all that you
thank
do.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. Okay, and we'll look, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We will.
Thanks a million to Jackie Brown there from RNIB, whetting our appetite for a feast of assistive technology and all things Braille in Lisburn in just a couple of weeks' time. I can't wait to see people at that event. Some of my colleagues and myself will be at both events. I won't be there on the Wednesday, but we'll have a team there on the Wednesday and a team there in Lisburn Library on Tuesday. So looking forward to meeting loads of people in Northern Ireland. But that's just about all from this episode of the podcast. Until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.